This is 90.9 WBUR. One of the Ivy League colleges in New England is taking a dramatic step to try to stop binge drinking. Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, is banning hard liquor on campus. WBUR's Fred Tice explains.
Dartmouth is famous for binge drinking. When Philip Hanlon became president 2 years ago, the college had endured several high-profile incidents of bad behavior by students who'd been drinking too much, sexual assault, hazing, racial slurs. But Hanlon says the college has reduced high-risk drinking on campus dramatically in recent years. He points to the number of medical transports for students with high blood alcohol content. They've come down precipitously.
So what's emerged during this, as we've reduced our levels of high-risk drinking, is that hard alcohol remains at the core of the issues we still have.
Hanlon says the vast majority of medical transports now involve students who've had hard alcohol rather than beer or wine.
And I think, presidents of universities nationwide would tell you that a growing phenomenon and concern is pre-gaming, where students are sitting around their dorm rooms before they even go out for the evening partying, and often this involves hard alcohol.
So beginning in March, Dartmouth will prohibit all students, including those 21 and over, from possessing or drinking any alcoholic beverages with 15% or more alcohol content by volume on campus. That includes all hard liquor, but it also includes some wines and beers. Colby and Bates Colleges in Maine have similar bans in place. Bowdoin College, also in Maine, has had a ban since the 1990s. Hanlon is also asking that no hard alcohol be served at any Dartmouth-sponsored events. But Hanlon is stopping short of taking the measure some professors, students, and alumni were hoping he would take. He is not banning the fraternities and sororities associated in popular culture with hard drinking.
The level of harmful behaviors just does not correlate with the intensity of the Greek scene. So as much as we would, like to say that's a really simple answer, that the Greek scene is the cause, in fact, that does not really appear to be the case. So, I didn't want to go down a road of essentially taking an action which was not really addressing the problem at hand. I really want to address the problems at hand.
Two-thirds of Dartmouth's upperclassmen belong to fraternities or sororities. Hanlon will require these organizations, as with all student groups, to submit to an annual review from now on. He says they'll have to show that they are inclusive, diverse, and safe. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.